Okay, we're on the bottom line of Ayin Dal and Omud Beis over there. Akoreya Menas Lidfor. It's one of the Mlochas. Tearing, but yet not in a destructive way. Tearing with a cheshvan to repair. Kriya b'mishkan mihava. Where was the tearing in the Mishkan? Rabbi Reb Zeir Damer Tavayah Shekein Yiriyah Shenofel Bodarna. A Yiriyah, a curtain. Shenofel Bodarna. Darna is a kind of a worm, a moth type thing. And it made a hole. So sometimes when it would make a small hole, you couldn't re-sew it. You'd have to open up a bigger opening to sew it properly. So there you have Kriya Almanas Litvar. Shekein Yiriyah Shenofel Bodarna Koyrin Bo. They tear a little bit. V'teifin also, then you sew it. Om Rav Zutze Batuvi Om Rav Hamoiseya Chut Shel Tfira B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatas. Rashi explains, it means like this. Let's say I sewed two things together, but my stitching was loose, so it separated. So your thread is still in there, but it's loose. So what do? You pull thread tight. That's itself sewing, because that's essentially doing the same thing. Now, the Gemara puts together three members here where they have nothing to do with each other, but he heard them all from him at the same time, so he said them over together. That was the first one. Halome dovor echod min hamogush chayiv misa. If you learn something from a mogush, we'll see in a minute that a mogush means an apikoiris, somebody who is always out to lure us away from where we're supposed to be. So if you learn, you're not supposed to learn from him even things that you're allowed to learn. Dangerous person. Somebody who knows that science, you know, figuring out the mazolus, the signs, you know, the tkufas of the season, all that business. The eino choshvi does what?
The constellation.
Yeah, right. Veinochoshvi doesn't work it out. He doesn't work it. Also, l'saper himenu. One is not allowed to say over something in his name. The Chayim explains the shtickle midu keneged midu. Because here's a person who has the ability to figure these things out and doesn't. So he doesn't. In a way, he doesn't want to share with us his knowledge. So immediate meaning is now, if he does tell us something, we don't say it over in his name.
Is this astronomical astronomy or astrology?
I think it's more astronomy. Mm-hmm. Not the astrology side of it. It means figuring out, you know, the tkufa is like, you know, like St. Talamota, 60 days after the tkufa. We have to know those things are important to know. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, the second thing we said was, Aloy medov rechvan amogush. Chayiv misa. Amogush, that should say amgusha. What does it mean? Rav Shmuel Chada Mecharshi, a Mechashev. Mechashev means someone who did, you know, that magic in those days, black magic, which you're not allowed to do. Vechada Megidufi, like we said before, an Apikoyris. Someone who's Oduk in Minus and Avodah Zor. And he's always out to get people to do it. So Testayim de Rav de Omer Gidufi. I'll prove to you that Rav is the one who said that a Mogush is the Apikoris or the Avodah Zorah person. Why? The Omer Azucha by Tuvio Marav. Rav himself just told us, Halome Dover Echomen Hamogush, Chayiv Mis. Now, Isal Gedai the Charshi, if you tell me that means a Machashev, he can't tell me that if you learn something from a Machashev, you Chayiv Misa. Because, okay, we're going to see you are allowed to learn about Kishu from him. Not to practice it, but to know about it. He can't learn Kishuv to do it. You are allowed to learn it so that we'll understand it. And let's say a Novi Sheker will come and make some sort of magic trick. We'll understand it's Kishuv. So he couldn't make a statement that anyone who learns anything from a Machashev is Chayiv Misa. That's too broad a statement. But Rav didn't make that statement. So it must be that Rav held that Amgusha was this apikoris, or this person who's heavy in Tavodah Zorah, he's always out to get us. Such a person, you're not allowed to learn anything from. Omer b'shimeh ben pazi m'shum ben levi m'shum b'kapora kol ha-yodeya l'chashi b'tkufas u'mazolos. He knows how to do it. Ve'in ha-choshev olav, he doesn't work on it. Olav ha-kosu v'oimer v'espoyel Hashem lo yabitu. I mean, the works of Hashem he doesn't look at. He could, and he chooses not to. U'masi yodav lo ro. Omer Shmuel ben Achmoni, Omer Yochanan. Minayin she mitzvah ha'adam l'chashiv tkuvus ha'mazolos aliyin. No, that's, and you know, we should work on that. Shenemar u'shmartem v'asisem ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem. It's your wisdom le'enei ho'amim. It means that even the goyim see this as a chochma. Ezu chochma b'nei she'en l'amim. I mean, the goyim don't look as learning Shabbos as a grace of chochma. What is it of ours that they understand to be a grace of chochma? And it says you should know that stuff. So there is an inyan to know that stuff. Okay. Back to Shabbos, a more regular level. Atzod Tzvi. Okay, one of the malachas in the Mishnah is Tzod, capturing. Okay. Interesting Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Hatzod Chilozen. Now that Chilozen was that, whatever, fish, snail, whatever it was over there. And that, and they made from the blood of that thing the dye that was tcheilas. Now, exactly how they did it, I really don't know. But they had to extract the blood from that, let's call it a worm, a fish, whatever. So now, hatsod chelozen, someone captures a chelozen, v'hapoitzoi, he crutches it with his hands to get out the dam. Eino chayiv elo achas, he's chayiv one chata. So let's go carefully. What is he chayiv? Obviously, but Tzod, he captured it. What else could he be chayiv? Let's see. Reb Yehuda Omer, chayiv shtayim. Why? For Tzod. And what else?
Squeezing.
Oh. Shehoi Reb Yehuda Omer, tzir. Squeezing out the dam, bichlal disha. That's included in the melacha of dosh. Now, dosh basically is taking out something from its covering, Rashi, the seed from the wrapping around it, taking something out from something else. So this also, saying a liquid out of a salt, squeezing, we'll have later in the Masechta, squeezing grapes and olives for wine. That's also dosh. You're taking out the mashke from the oichel. Here, two basics what you're doing. You're taking out the dam from the body. That he calls dish. Now, obviously the Chachomim held, it's not dish, right? Omer lo, they said to him, ain't p'tziya b'chal dish. That's not, you don't get a chattas for disha. When you do ptziyah, what's the machloikis over here? Omar Rav, my time of the Rabbono, kosav reim disha ela legidule karik. That's what's going on over here. And this is an important machloikis, how we pass it's not 100% clear in these things. Certain malachis, they learned up from the Mishkin. Where was the disha in the Mishkin? Again, it was in the things from the Samonim, and they made the herbs for the dyes. That's all gedule karik, things that grow from the ground. They held that we learned it, since we learned from the Mishkin, Mela, the Malach of Dosh is only by Gedulei Karka, like you had before on Ma'amer, the Gemara said, if you remember, it was 2 days ago, Shabbos. Someone who collects salt, so by the salt bin, whatever, they make the salt from the seawater, he said, Yichayiv Ma'amer. Rabbi told him, Ein Imer El Gedulei Karka. There are certain Malachas that are restricted to things that grow from the ground. So they're saying like this, I wouldn't agree, the actual physical act of catching this fish is an act of disha, but disha happens only to apply to gedulei karka. Fish are not considered gedulei karka. Now, we'll get to it later as we move on. Animals, are they considered gedulei karka? Interesting thing. There are many who say it is because animals, they don't grow from the ground, but they're nurtured from the ground. They eat things from the ground. We're going to have a big asik later when you milk a cow, a mushel. There are many who hold that milking a cow is dosh. The question is, I ain't dosh al gedulei karka. It becomes a big asik later. But fish, for sure, are not gedulei karka.
Rebbe, is because it was closely related to the dosh that they used to do in the Mishkan?
Correct, yes.
So they that's the mimic close it. To doing...
No, you call it. It's just, that's not it. It's just, no, it might be awesome at Rabbono. I'm not saying it's not awesome at Rabbono. Could be Zos Rabbona because it's close to it. You might come to do it. But it's not Disha Midarais, it'll be no Chatus. The Malacha of Dosh is only Midrabbona, and it probably is Zos. That we're not talking about. We're talking about Darais is here. Now, we have another problem here altogether. So we have an interesting machloikis. The guy just chops this fish and he knocks out its kishkis. Obviously, he's killing it. That thing's not going to survive. That boy. It's a little thing. He's smashing it to bits to take out the da. So the Chachomim said, Yechayiv one Chatus. Tzod, obviously, you captured it, that's for sure. Reb Yehuda says two chatoyas, tzod and disha. But you killed it. That's also a malacha. Killing something on Shabbos is also a malacha. They call it shoychet netilas neshoma. What happened to that? It should have been, Chum say one, he says two. He should have said two, he should have said three. How did we get to, what happened to killing
it? That's not Shabbos. You don't have an intention to kill it.
But let's see. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, Freg de Gimor, L'chayim Nami, Mishum Natilas Neshomo. What happened to that? Omer Rabbi Yochanan has a simple answer. Shepotzel Meis. We're talking when a fish died before he squeezed it. Okay, obviously, the fish is dead. You're not chayim for killing it. That's no problem. Oh, now comes Rav to what you said. No. It could be even though the fish is alive, and I'm talking killing it by squeezing it, I'm still not chayim. Rav Omer Afilu Teimo, Shepotzel Chayim, Misaseku, Eitzel Natilas Neshomo. Now here we shine a point that everyone doesn't mean Misasik. It's not Misasik here because whatever reason Misasik doesn't pata by Chabura. But anyway, it means it's Dov Shein Miskaven, what he said. It's Dov Shein Miskaven. It's like we had schlepping the benches, and meantime it's making a ditch. I have no intention to make that ditch. That's not what I'm doing. That's a Dov Shein Miskaven. There's also Dov Shein Miskaven. I have no intention to kill that fish. Now, the problem is, as we've learned, when you do something unintentional, that's only when it doesn't have to happen. But if it's psikration, no, talk about it. This, of course, is a psikration. You take this fish and squeeze it, it's dead. There's no way out. So that's, of course, not a sufficient answer. Again, the machlokes of Shem Miskaven is Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says it's also. Reb Shimon says it's muta, but everybody holds, like you said, it's not also minat Torah because it's missing melechas mashevis. That's true, but whatever it is, everybody agrees that by psikreishi yechayim. What kind of big psikreishi than this can you have? It's not about a fish. You're squeezing out the dam because you need the dam for your die. Maskim, but for sure it's going to die. It's a tremendous psikreishi. Ushim psikreishi v'lo yomus. So what are we going to do? That's not an out. In other words, we have an unintentional killing. Maskim. But it's an unintentional killing that, given the situation, must happen. I mean, it's impossible for this fish to live through this. So you have an answer. We're back where we started now. Why didn't the Rabbonon add on a second chatos and review a third chatos for killing the fish? Interesting word. This is not an easy piece of Gemara, exactly what it's saying. Let's just see, get the words and we'll see and we'll figure it out. Shiny och. You're right, it's psikration. But there's an interesting thing going on over here. What's going on over here? Let's get the case. He's squeezing out the dam. From that dam, he's going to make his die, right? Because his interest here, he really couldn't care less if that fish is alive or dead. That's the truth. He could not care less. I mean, it's going to die because that's how the physical setup. He couldn't care less. Not only couldn't he care less, says the Gemara, he'd rather the fish stay alive. Why? Because kozman, the fish is alive, the dam is better for the die. I don't know the physical setup, but that's what the Gemara says. The dam is clearer, the words of the Gemara. Mele will make a better dam. So now we have a very interesting case over here. He's doing something, Dover Shena Miskat, unintentional. It is psikration, no question about that. But it's a psikration where I really don't care about what happens. I don't even want it to happen. I'd rather it didn't happen. That is not psikration. Now the question is, why not? Let's just see the Gemara first. Shiny Hocha, the Kamu, the Izbe Neshomo, calls man, that fish is alive. Tfei Nichole. I'm happier if the fish would stay alive. Kihecha, the Leitzel Tzive, the color will be clear. In fact, that's how it works. The dam coming off the live fish is giving you a better color. So, therefore, what? So, an knee jerk reaction is Psegresha de Lo Nichole. Psegresha de Lo Nichole, that's the Oral Same Sheet, it's not a Psegresha. The problem is, most people don't agree with that. Basically, the way Tosis learns throughout Shabbos, it becomes now. And it's not Dov Shein Miskaven because it's Psegresh, so it will happen. But it's an Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's like I do a Malocha intentionally, but I don't want the purpose of the Malocha. That's Malocha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And according to Rav, what? Correct. Therefore, it's we hold like Rav Shimon, and it's only Osman Rabbon and Dominah Chat.
So why buy the Charitz with the bench? I don't want to damage my lawn. It's also Lo Nichali. I don't want that Charitz to happen.
It's a good question. It will have to be talking where you do have some profit. I mean, it's your backyard and you'll get something out of it. You know, Chanami, if you'll be schlepping it, let's say, in my backyard. Let's say you're schlepping it through my backyard and you couldn't care less. You'll be right. We'll get back to that. You're right. It's a very good question. It really will depend on where you're schlepping, that's true. The Gemara doesn't get into that detail over there. We're going to get to that later, Daf Kuf Gimel. But I know Hanami, if you schlep it through my backyard, even though, not necessarily do you rather not do it, you just couldn't care less. You're neutral. You don't care. What do you care if I have my thing plowed again? It's absolutely irrelevant to you. You're going to be part of it. We're going to have that later. Very good question.
Why is it not? Why is the Gemara not referring to the fact that when I found the chalazana, it was alive, and then I squeezed it, and I got, that's the good die, as opposed to the other opinion was the chalazana was dead. Right. Then I squeezed it.
Right.
And it seems like it's saying if it's alive and I get it,
it's going to give
it. It's going to die. But the die is better once it's alive and I squeeze it. And if I found that it was dead, and then I squeezed it.
The color, the dye will be better from the blood that's coming out of the live fish.
Right. But so in other words, is the Gemara referring to the fact, because one said, no, the chalazana was dead first,
yeah,
and then I squeezed it.
Because Rebbe disagrees with this last thing we said. Rebbe says if you squeeze it when it's alive and kill it, you will be chayav a third chatas. He doesn't buy this last discussion we just had. That's what he said. It must be talking where the fish is already dead. Even though it's not going to be such good dye. Because if you'll do it live, you will get a third chatas. Rova came with this chiddush. That's not true. Since the dye is better, it'll be enshlu, whatever it is. Rabbi Yochanan went very simple. L'chur, you should be chayiv for killing it. And he had to say it's talking where it's dead. At the end of the day, though, we hold like Rova. Everybody says, we agree with what Rova says. Which even if it was alive and you killed it, you're not going to bring a chatas for killing it because of this whole story over here.
Okay.
But that's a very good question. Remind me, Kuf Gimel, we're talking about the 28 blots. We'll come back to that. Exactly, the Gemara will discuss that. The Gemara's going to have a whole story there where you're picking weeds. You're picking weeds. Not weeds, but you're picking them. And it seems you're not chayiv, you're improving the land. And it seems you're not chayiv for that. We'll see. And the Gemara's busy, why not? So it says, say, Namaskav. My intention, I'm picking them because I need firewood, whatever, I need to feed my animal. I don't intend to fix the ground, to be massacred in the ground. And the Gemara says, well, it's a great shech, picking the weeds itself, you don't have to intend or not intend. And the Gemara answers, we're talking where you picked it out of your friend's backyard. What does that mean? It says, tell you exactly that. Since you couldn't care less, it's saying Tzuch L'Guf. Which means those other Gemaras will have to be talking where it's in my backyard, and I do have some sort of a, I'm not intentionally, but I do have some sort of profit, some sort of gain from that digging. Well, that's a very good point. That's a very complicated thing. We will eventually get to it. Good, Ashoich, next. Ashoich, an interesting Gemara. Ashoich, an animal on Shabbos, right? Mishum mai chayiv. What are you chayiv for? Now, obviously, we don't. We're not discussing. When it said in the Mishnah HaShoichet what that is, that obviously means the malach of killing. We're saying in general, if I shecht an animal on Shabbos, what will be my chiyuv? Now, obviously, I'll be chayiv for killing it, but is there anything else involved? As we've often seen, sometimes you do something, you get two chatois. We had yesterday Rashi do one thing, you get 11 chatois over there. You can pile them up if you're smart or not smart, depends how you look at it. Shoichet mishum mai chayiv. Now, Rav begins here with a most enigmatic statement. Rav Omer Mishum Tzoveya. Tzoveya means coloring something. That sounds like it's what I'm sure off the wall. We'll see in one second what's going on. That sounds strange. Ushmuel Omer Mishum Natilas Neshama. You killed the thing. Again, as they all point out. You do not, please don't make a mistake. The Mishnah says, Hashoichet. You don't have to shecht something. If you kill it, Stamazay Yechayv. Shoichet is the usual thing. Like we just said, you kill this fish. In a normal circumstance, Yechayv. It's not to do with Shechita. Take a baseball bat and hit that cow over the head. Yechayv for Shoichet, what we call. Okay, so now we have a strange. Before, there are two strange things going on over here. We're posing a question. If you shecht an animal on Shabbos, what are you chayiv for? Shmuel says, you're chayiv for killing it, very nice. Rav says, you're chayiv for tzoveya. So first of all, where's the tzoveya? But put that on the side. We'll get to that. Did Rav mean you're not chayiv for killing the thing? That's ridiculous. What happened? Are you chayiv for tzoveya? So what's this? Mishum tzoveya, eh? Mishum tilas shomu. No. Rav meant to say, you're chayiv for tzoveya, not shoicha. That's crazy. I mean, Lo, ema af mishum tzoveya. Obviously, Rav is saying Shmuel said when you shecht an animal on Shabbos, you chayiv for netilas hashem. Rav says, of course, you chayiv for netilas hashem. You also chayiv for tzoveya. Now we got to get to that. Though. Where in the world did you color anything, paint something when you shecht an animal? Rav himself is aware that this is a most strange statement. And Rav, look what Rav says. Omar Rav, milsa da amre. This thing I just said. I'm going to have to explain it, or else people are going to laugh at me. Emo bo milsa, I'm going to say something. I'm going to add some explanation. The lolesu dori basroi, that the later generation shouldn't come. Velechku alai and laugh at me. They say, Rav, what happened to Rav? Rav says, if you shech the Arbel Shabbos, you chayif a painting. What's happening over here? If Rav himself is cognizant that he left it a little dry, that statement, he's going to have to flesh it out. He says a most interesting thing. Most interesting thing, he says. So, where's it tzvir? I mean, where's it tzvir? Where's something that he has something out of? I mean, yishech, the dam spritz is on his apron. That's not so vay. He couldn't care less. He doesn't want it. What are we talking about over here? Very interesting thing the Gemara says here. Nicho, the litvas beis hashchita, he's pleased with that result that the beis hashchita, meaning the neck, the area we shed, that area of the behemoth, should be colored by dam. Why? Because then the meat will look fresh. It'll be easier for him to sell the meat. Most interesting Gemara. That's a very interesting thing. Get around those. Parts like that, very interesting. This Gemara happens to be, it comes up in a halacha d'ikur shaila, because there's a big, in Shulchan Aruch it says, ain't tzviya ba'oichlin. Lamoshal. You want to make Kool-Aid on Shabbos, whatever you call that stuff. You take your water, you pour in the powder. You're not cooking anything, but you're coloring something. How do you do that? You know how to color on Shabbos? It's okay. So Shulchan Aruch state ain't tzviya ba'oichlin. Tzviya means you paint wood, you paint the wall, you paint the leather, you paint your coat. There's no such thing as painting an apple. If it's an oichel, ain't tzviya ba'oichlin. Tea, all these things. So there's many chacham tzvi, many ambil echon. I say, l'chura, what do you do with this Gemara? What's he coloring, l'mais? Coloring the meat of the animal.
He's improving it.
But he's chayef etzoveya. Of course he's improving it. You're improving it in many of those cases too. In many cases where you're coloring, you want air food coloring, you're improving it. You have a reason. Of course if you're doing it stam, it doesn't make a difference. They're talking about cases where it looks better, food coloring. There's a reason why women put food coloring in a food, whatever they have a cheshbon for that. So why should that be mutar Shabbos? That's a big discussion. What do we do with this Gemara here? But okay, whatever. It's very interesting. The Bir Halacha says, and he's quick. He doesn't want to give up. He says that he found an Ozarua. He says that knocks out this whole problem. He says the Ozarua says not that you're coloring the flesh, you're coloring the skin. Now, or of course this Soveya, that's not an Oichel, but that's a big Kiddush. But that's he brings in Shin Chok, the last Bir Halacha. Okay, I'm just saying this Gemara becomes crucial in that discussion. All the later Achrayim who want to be chaylik on the Mechabes Pesach, who seems to give a blanket heter to coloring food no matter what, they say, again, it's not a blanket heter. There's something you got to do with this Gemara. Okay. Next. Hamocho v'hama'abdo. Now, this is interesting. The Gemara, the Mishnah lists in the 39 melochis, two separate melochis, which seem to be the same thing. Salting the skins and working out the skins. That's the same thing. I mean, I don't know much about leather tanning, but part of the process is salting. That's the process. So, I mean, why is that two malachas? That's the same thing. I mean, it's the same thing. That is the tanning process. Says, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. You have to take one of them out of the mission. The 39 is not made up of malach and mabit. No, if you take one out, we're short one. We're going to have to put something in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish Damri Tavai Apik Chad Min. I take out one of them. They only count as one. It's just two stages in the same process. V'ayil Sirtut. Now Sirtut means, Sirtut means making, like you look in the Sefer Torah, and there are lines. Before they would write, they didn't have lined paper. Like they would make, like with a knife type pen, lines. That's what the Rama says Sirtut means over here. Rashi learns it means a little different. Same idea. It means before they would cut the skin and the leather, they would make Sirtut to dimension. Was that? Well, correct. So that the cutting would be wet. Basically, Michasino says basically the same idea. It's the same idea. Of course, one is preparing for writing. One is preparing in the tanning, in the leather process. It will be a difference of what the shear is. Because according to the Rambam, it's preparing to write, so then the shear will be two oisius. According to them, it's the shear of leather, which we'll learn in the next part, whatever the shear in leather is, we'll get to that. Kotej, yeah. Because not everybody does it, yeah. Not everybody does it. Yeah, the Gemara says Rav is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, because which one are you going to take out?
Right.
Take out.
Right. You have to take out another one. This one's out. I mean, no, the Gemara there is asking if you're taking out Kaitesh, Rashi says, if you're taking out Kaitesh because it's similar to Dosh, then in Zaira, Boira, Meraki, which are very similar, take out one of those. I mean, that's what Gemara is asking over there. Okay, Omar Rabba Barafuna, Haiman de Bolach Misa. Okay, this is a very important question here. Now, we have a malacha called salting. It's not counted as a separate malacha, it's part of pain. But now, salting's a malacha. Now, he comes to a new story here. Now we're talking about salting leather, that kind of thing. What about salting food? Don't forget, we today don't do much of salting because we have refrigerators. In those days, that's how they preserved food. They salted it. I don't mean salt like this. They put on a lot of salt. They made jerky, whatever. That's the way they were able to preserve food. He says if you salt food, that is a chiyuv. That is chayiv mishum ma'abek. That's the malach of ma'abek. Rova Omar, ein ibud ba'oichle. No such thing. Melech es ibud is on leather, not on food. You're not working out the food. You're preserving it. That's very important. We'll come back in a second. Just want to say, let's finish. Omar Ravashi, afilu Rabba Barafuna. Even Rabba Barafuna. Let's take Rabba Barafuna. We don't hold like him. What did he say? If you salt food, you chayiv mishum ma'abek. Now, just step back a second. He just said a bombshell. What does that mean? I can't put salt in my chicken soup. Forget if it's hot. I can't put salt on a hard egg. I'm chayv a chatas for that. Say no. Even he only meant loy omer el de koboy lila urcho. He means the salting, preserving. I need it urcho. I need this food to take with me somewhere. So I salt it heavy. That's how they preserved it. Aval lebeso lo mash v'inchu mechli eats. The house when you eat. What does he understand? Salting food is like salting leather. You're working it out. You're doing something. You're drying it out. You put salt on your salad or salt on your hard egg. A person makes his food into wood, he's about to eat it. That's not what he meant. He meant salting for preserving. Now, we disagree with that too. We say, good, but even he, please don't make a mistake, to think you put some salt on your tomato, you chayv achatos. Nobody said that. It's impossible. Now, it's another big halacha that get this shayla. Dutch state, we pasken ain't ibud boichle. Right? It means you can salt food. Finished. We're going to learn later. Daf kufches. 5 weeks. A whole omud gemara that you can't salt food. You can't put a lot of salt, a little salt. How many differences? Says Tais again, when we say Einibud Ba'oichlen, we mean Midairaisa. He said Chayiv. That we don't know, but Midrabonin it is awesome. Now again, I'm not saying it's Rabonin, put salt on your food when you eat it. But something that looks like preserving, or I'm salting something to eat tomorrow. So we'll get to all the details. That will be awesome, Midrabonin.
It has to be a meal. The same thing like you said yesterday. Yeah, it has to be
something. It could be it's even. It could be it's even less. It'll have to be for tomorrow. And if it's 5 hours later, many old, that's not. It's got to be something. We'll get to that. It could be it's more calm. I mean, you could do it for 3 hours later. It could be that would still be okay. I mean, if it's tomorrow, but we'll get to that.
It's also on a larger scale.
Correct. We'll get to all the details. Yeah. Salting one little thing will probably not be awesome. Because it's got to look. Again, it's with Rabbono. So it has to look like you're in a salting process. Or okay, good. Memachek means to smooth, it's talking about leather, but applies to other things. Still, mechatko means to cut the dimension. Not just to tail like this, but to cut, to dimension, that's memachek. Omer Rabacha Bar Chanin, Hashof Bein Hu Amudim, B'Shabbos Chai Mishu Memachek. It's not clear, how do they translate? It's a lot of pshat. I mean, Rashi learns.
The ground.
It's Rashi says you're an aksadra. It's like a porch with pillars and these big windows. And they used to, I guess, lean or sit between the pillars. So he's smoothing out the bottom. He shouldn't rub his pants off. That's also smoothing. Tysus learns it means you are smoothing leather over the omen. I mean, you have a wooden thing. You want to make it a smooth surface so you don't get splinters. You take leather and you smooth it around it, forming a smooth surface. That's memaking. The Rambam seems to learn the third thing. You've got, Menamuda means you have leather. You stretch it between two amudim and you smooth out the leather. That's smoothing. Okay, different. They all come basically down to the same thing. I mean, Okay. Omer b'chiyah barabo. Gimul dvorim sochli ravashi. He told me three things. Mishmeid Reb Shuv. There were three things in the names of Reb Shuv and Levi. Hamagari roshi klunsis b'shabbos. Chayim mishum mechatech. Now they touch klunsis is like a beam, a pole. What?
Top of the poles.
Poles, correct. In other words, you want it to be sharp, in other words, you're using it for to stick something on, so you cut him down. Now that's cutting to dimension. So that's mechatech. Hamimareach ritiyah, you shmear. What did I say, ritiyah is a bandage with an ointment on it. Did I have that? What's the English word for ritiyah? What did I say for ritiyah? A bandage?
A
dressing on a wound, correct. Again, let's say you have some sort of thing on it, you smooth it out, so that's mimareach. I mean, like smoothing, it's hard today, we don't have those kinds of, like Vaseline, that kind of a thing, to shmear. Debit Sina Rav from Brooklyn used to hold God that shmearing Vaseline is not Osir on Shabbos, because he held it was already so soft, but most people disagree. But something like that, a little hard, he starts smoothing it, that's Memareach. Chayim Mishu, Memachik. Memachik is the Av, Memareach is the Torah, we call Memareach the Toldom. Vamesasei Seso Evan Bishabbos. And again, you're talking, you know, they used to take out stone from the quarries. So the stone is already down to shape, it's cut out, and it's already cut to size. You're just putting on the finishing touches on it. Either Tosis learns like some sort of like designs, lines they would put on it, or Rashi says the last smoothing. So that's not boina because it's already out. It's not machate because the stone is already cut to size. But it is makabe patish. Yeah, makabe patish basically is the finishing touches on anything. Chaim shem makabe patish. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish. I'm sorry. Omer Reb Shimon. Kid Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish. What? My question is lametes malachus. Listen. Okay. Oh, hatzor tzura b'kli. The kli is all finished. It's made, but again, the finishing touches, they were making a design on the outside. So that's not boina, the kli's made. What is it? It's makabe patish. V'amenapeach b'kli zchuchis. Blowing glass. They blew the glass. Chai mishu makabe patish. Here's an answer to discussion. Tosfos asked before, why shouldn't we have a boina here? You're actually making the kli. That's a discussion. I'm Reb Yehuda. Chai man de shokel akufe miglime. So it means, he's saying, how do they have a word for akufe? What's that? Protrusion. So Rashi says, either it means like when you have, let's say you beg it. So if your tailor wasn't the most perfect tailor, and let's say certain chutin tore, so you made knots to tie them up. So you're going to have little things sticking out. So you snip them off. Or it's like feathers sticking out, little things sticking out, you pull them off. Again, what's the malacha there? It's makabe patish. Chaimish makabe patish, mahani mil de carpet alayim. We a makabe, if you couldn't care less. You're just picking them off because you got nothing to do. You know, that's nothing. It's where I'm mocked, but I don't want these things sticking out of my jacket. I take them out. So then you're finishing your jacket. It's makabe patish. What? If he does it without thinking, it's okay. But if he does attack you, it's makabe. It's makabe patish.
It has to be attached to the jacket.
Yeah, of course. It's not attached to do with him. That might be. Okay, that's another question. That you might be high for malabing. You have to be careful. Like dust, that kind of thing. But if it's completely not that, you're just picking something up. That's a good nothing. Hakosav shtei oisis ha-malacha. Tan Rabbono. Kosav ois achas gedoylo. You wrote a big letter. V'yesh b'mkoyim lichtov shtayim. You made a letter as big as two. You parted. That's not called. You didn't write two oisis. The malach and the mishkin was two oisis. You made one very big ois. You shouldn't do it. It's chazishi, whatever it is. But it's not two oisis. Mochak os gedoyle. Here's an interesting thing. V'yesh b'mkoyim lichtov shtayim, de'yoha chayiv. Because you don't have to erase two oisis. That's not the malach. You have to erase amenas to write two oisis. So you have one big letter, which could write two, and you erase it, leaving room to write two, yechayiv for moichek. Omer Mlachim Reb Yosef, interesting. Zechoyme b'moichek b'koisev. It comes out of chumra in moichek than in koisev. For writing this big letter, you'll be potter. For erasing this big letter, you'll be chayiv. Okay, aboina, asoisa, abchaba, mava, maram kashfoin. Rabba Barbzeri gives you the basic rule, amri tavayu, kol midi this big mar melocha, and he has the finishing touches, chayim mishumake b'patish. Elo avis melochas. Elu, what's the word? Elu, the extra word, Elu. Lafuki mid the Reb Lezer. the Mechayev al Tolda b'Mokemat. Why? We said a few times, we had Rabbi Yochanan. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Eilu Ovis Melachas Abom Chosarach, has to tell me that if you hit the jackpot and you do everything wrong, you get 39 Chatoyis. Why only 39? Because it's 39 Ovis. According to Rabbi Lezer, you get a lot more. He holds, we hold if you do the Av and the Tolda, that's one guy. He holds it's two. According to him, you could get 5,000 Chatoyis. 39. So from the fact that the Mishnah said Eilu, which is a limiting number, these are the 39, and we're pinning it to 39, we mean to say, not like Rebbe Lezer, you only get for the Ovis. Eilu Afuki mid Rebbe Lezer. Mechayiv Atolda b'mokimav. Choser Achas. There are 39 exactly, 39 of us. Correct, 39 of us. Lafuke. Lafuke what? Why do I have to say it again? I mean, we send the, if you count it up, you'll see there are 39 there. Okay, the answer is Lafuke mid Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda had two more malachas than we have. The Sanya Reb Yehuda Moisev as Hashoyved Amedaktek. Okay, we have English words for that. Shoyved means, and in the weaving process, there's the Shesi strings. First you set up these strings on the loom. Then you shoot through the Erev back. They go up and down like this. Just keep shooting through. That's it. These things are called, what you call, warf and woof.
Weft.
Yeah, so now, which, the Shesi is the weft?
No, the Medaktek.
No, I'm going to Shoyved first. Shoyved is first. Shevet is on the chassis. Right. That's Mesach. We had a Malach. Shevet means that when you line them up, sometimes they're not straight. You take this thing called a karka. It's a little piece of a thing. And you knock them down. They probably have a word for it. I'm sure they have a karka. And you knock them down. Meaning, it's another step in making those chassis strings straight. He makes that a Malach itself. Medaktek is in the other strings, in the Erev strings. You shoot them through. Rashi says they're not always. Sometimes they pull too tight and it won't sit well in the weave. So you also knock them with a karka. It's basically fixing these and fixing these. He counts that as two separate malachas. So we say to him, what's the malach of mesach? Setting up the chassis strings. No, so straightening them out. That is that same thing. Medaktek. That's oireg. What's oireg? Oireg weaving itself is shooting through this one, through those. Okay, it's not sitting perfectly right. You straighten those out. That's weaving. That's the weaving process, putting it through. That's the same thing. You can't count that as a separate malach. So the mission is telling you 39, not 41 like we. It says Rashi exactly the same. Hainu mesach mamish. Not like Zorah Borah Maki are very similar, but they're different because it's different steps in the process. This is in the beginning when you have the husks. This is now when you have kernels with stones. This is when you have flour and fine flour. But this is mamish, the same thing. This is, I straighten it out. It's not perfectly straight, so I straighten it out with a piece of wood. It's exactly the same thing. We don't count that as a separate malach. Did I have an English word for shoyved and medaktek? With a rod? They call it rod. Okay, good. What were they? Weeding?
Beating
the web says. Knocking them down, they should sit one up against the other. Okay. V'yoyd klal acher. Remember we started the mish klal godel. Why is it klal godel? It's another klal that comes later. We thought, here's the other klal. Let's get the basic idea here. We're now going to spend the next 10 blood gemara in hoitzor, taking out something, carrying, it has to have a minimum size. The gemara and the mishnah is going to go through everything you can think of. What is the minimum? What's the shiur for hoitzor? The basic rule is given to us in this mishnah. What's the idea? It has to have some sort of a chashivas. If I carry out this size of a food, that's nothing. It's kind of, it's going to be gregarious, happens to be the shiur for food. Good. It has to have a chashivas. The rule is, it's the way the commissioner puts it, it's something of value to people, meaning something that somebody would put away. And the amount that he put away. Now, there are things, food is valuable, but a thing like this, no one's going to store. So it has to have two characteristics. It has some storage value, and the size has to be enough that people will use it. That's the rule of thumb. And by my next 10, even more 10 blah, we're going to go. Every substance you can think of, the Gemara is going to tell us how much you got to take out. It's ready to be put away, meaning it has some value. And they put away that amount. It has no value altogether, or it has value, but this is too small. If I myself put it away, I was marshiv it, but it's not a standard thing. What do you mean? As opposed to what? What are you telling me is not? Dam nida is not kosher. Simply put away. It goes in the garbage. You're not chayiv for taking it out. Marukva omar lafuki atzei asheira. Atzei asheira is even worse than dam nida. Dam nida is a mos. You throw in the garbage. Atzei asheira is mos, and it's also about no. It's worse. You can theoretically use dam nida if you're not. If we're not Easter on it. If you tell me that dam nida you're not chayiv, it's worthless. Certainly the asheira. It's also about no. It's worse. But Mando Omar Atzei Asherah, Aval Dam Nido, he says, has value. You will be chayiv. What? Matzalei L'shunra. The Gemara used to feed animals blood. He fed it to his cat. So he held, he can't say it's a zero. Idoch, what about the other Mando Omar? The what? No. Yeah, but she has use for it over there. That's the moif. That she needs. It's of course carrying dam nida. Ram is nothing. It has no value. What? What has a field? I can't give it to him. It's awesome. No. But I can't give it to him. It's worthless to me. It's worthless. I can't do anything with it. I can't give it to him. It's worthless. What does the other man do? Omar hold? That's a reasonable thing. I mean, if they fed cats, they're dumb. What can I do? They did. I mean, came in the. This is an interesting thing. Came in the cholsha. Rashi explains, again, it's not things we understand, that if one who feeds human dam to a cat, that person becomes weak. Don't ask me why. But since that happens, he's not going to put it away. You're telling me it has some value. People might store dam nida to feed the cats. This is not true. Because he's gonna come around getting weakened by feeding the cat. He's not putting it away for that purpose. Came in the Cholsha Loy Matzle. Okay, Emre Biyazi Bachanino. Hide the low Kirib Shim. This whole Mishnah is low Kirib Shim. But let's think, what does this Mishnah say? This Mishnah says that anything that has the Shia that people put away, Yechayev. Who's Chayev? Everybody's Chayev. That means if you put it away, meaning if normal people value this size object, then I'm chayiv too, even though I don't necessarily have any use for it. It becomes a standard thing. That's the low krip shimon. Because look what he said. The krip shimon, ha'omar lo'omro kol ha'shur malolu, elo l'matzniyeyem. Rip shimon is much more make. Rip shimon says, the fact that we put it away, let's say a groigers has value to us. That's not going to be machayiv a millionaire. Because by the millionaire, that has no value. It has value only to those who are in that bracket of regular people, quote unquote, who put this thing away. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, once it's kosher, latsim, asim, kamo, everybody's chayiv. So our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon and Chanami. Reb Shimon, we're going to have him soon. Reb Shimon is more makel than us. Reb Shimon holds, let's say for the millionaire, he'll have to take out a big enough size that has value to him. We don't go that way. We say, once we can arrive at some sort of average cross cut of what's valuable, everybody's chayiv for that.